The information that we have so far is that all Zimbabweans are safe. At least I can speak on behalf of the diplomats and their families. I can also speak of the students who are studying in Belgium. We have been actively contacting the authorities here, and we are aware that one or two Zimbabweans were transiting through Brussels, but fortunately they were not affected. For some that we were expecting to arrive yesterday, they disembarked in Paris and came by bus to Belgium. So far the information that we have is that no Zimbabweans were affected.
But how is the situation like at the moment?
Well, the situation is very tense, but the authorities are doing everything in their power to keep the whole situation calm, but on maximum alert. The airport is still closed. Hopefully it should be open later today or tomorrow, or as soon as they are convinced that they have cleared the place and it's safe for use.
Ambassador, the U.S. State Department, for example, has warned Americans about potential risks to travel in Europe, saying terrorist groups continue to plan near-term attacks throughout Europe. What is your message to Zimbabweans who might want to travel to Europe? Is there anything coming from Harare warning its citizens about the potential danger?
Well, as you are aware, Europe is not the only theater of turmoil in today's world. But I guess it is fair to say that what we see emerging, particularly after the attacks in Paris and elsewhere, I think there were some scares in the UK in the last year, and now here in Brussels, is that a new normal seems to be emerging, that perhaps until and unless the problem of ISIS is addressed, as well as the issues relating to extremism and terrorism, we might be in this kind of situations for the long haul. For the Americans, one could probably understand, because one of the areas that was attacked at the airport yesterday was the check-in counters for U.S.-bound flights. And perhaps this is why they would be quite edgy about giving their citizens travel warnings. But like anywhere else, we depend on the security advisories that are coming from host countries. And I would not at this stage think that we can say that it's dangerous to travel to Europe per se.
And lastly, if there are Zimbabweans in Belgium or outside who might want to get in touch with the embassy in Brussels, what do they do?
Well, we just like you did, I mean, we have telephones that work, communications systems that work, and as an embassy, we do all our best to keep in contact with the Zimbabweans who are in Belgium. Our embassy is accredited to Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, and we continue to monitor the situation and share the information with citizens. We are in touch with group representatives, whether they are students or some professionals. In fact, we have been receiving a lot of calls from Zimbabweans around the Benelux, just inquiring whether the embassy was safe and whether the diplomats were safe. And this was very, we found that very touching, that at the time that we were reaching out to citizens, citizens were also reaching out to us to ensure that we were mutually safe.